Let's all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 145. Simply trust in every day, trust in truth as the only way. Even when my faith is small, trust in Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. Lord, He leads me, I can fall. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever before. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Even if my way is clear, praying if the path be dry, if in danger falling call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting in Jesus is all, trusting in what life shall last. Trusting Him, all earth be past, till within the jasper wall. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Trust in Jesus, the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting Him, whatever before, trusting Jesus, that is all. We thank the grace of our Lord for our family altar. We shall study this evening and share together Psalms 88. Psalms 88. Psalms 88. Let's turn to Psalms 88. Let's all read from verses 1 to verses 18. Psalms 88, verses 1 to 18. Verse 1. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Verse 2. Let my prayer come before you, incline your ear to my cry. Verse 3. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, when you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. Verse 6. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths, your wrath lies heavy on me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have put away all my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up, and I cannot get up. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead rise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me together. Verse 18. Loved one and friend, you have put far from me and my acquaintances into darkness. So this in Psalms 88, as we can see here from the subtitle, this is a song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, and it was written to the chief musician. And here it also says it was set to this Mahalath Leanoth, meaning to say sickness that causes suffering. So here the psalmist, he cried out to the Lord. So in verse 1, O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. So here we can see, this is a prayer of the psalmist here. Verse 2, let my prayer come before you, incline your ear to my cry. So here we can see that this was the prayer of the psalmist, and this prayer was directed to the Lord God. And here he says he cried out day and night before the Lord. And he cried out to the Lord and said, he was the God of my salvation. To my prayer, he asked that the Lord incline his ear to his cry, to his prayer. And why did he pray? Verses 3 and 4. For at that time his soul was full of trouble, even to the point unto death, where he says, his life is drawing near to the grave. He is likened to one, or counted among those, who is going down to the pit. He is also likened to a man who has no strength. So this was the purpose of his prayer, of his cry. Of course, we can also see that at that time, this was the situation in which the psalmist was in, where he was full of trouble. His life almost came to an end. And he was also likened to one where the Lord will no longer remember, the Lord whom the Lord had cut off from the hand of the Lord. But here in verse 7, also as a result, because of this situation that he faced, we can see that his wrath, the wrath of God, was heavy upon him. He was being afflicted very much. Therefore, in verse 9, my eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. So here we can see that because of this affliction that came upon the psalmist, therefore he was able, or rather he was crying out to the Lord daily, not only daily, but even day and night before him. And he asked that the Lord will listen to him. He also seek the wonderful work of the Lord God. And in verse 11, shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? Then verse 13, verses 13 to 15. So here we can see, at that time, the psalmist, he prayed that the Lord would not forget him, as though that the Lord has casted him away. Verse 13, but to you I have cried, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? Verse 15, I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. So here we can see again, the psalmist, he cried out It is only to him whom the psalmist can cry out now, for his prayer will come before him. Then verse 14. So at that time, again, the psalmist makes known his heartfelt feeling, his heartfelt experience before the Lord, where the Lord has cast off from his soul, where the Lord seems that as though the Lord has hidden his face from him, where as a result, he was afflicted and he was ready to die from young. He suffered much terrors, he was in distraught. So here, the psalmist tells us of his feeling when he prayed to the Lord God. The other day, we have already seen that the Lord God that we worship is a Lord who is willing to hear our prayer, for he is our refuge, he is our strength. But here, the psalmist again makes known to us that the Lord God is a God of salvation, and it is only to him that we are able to cry out for help, where we are able to cry out to him through our prayer. We pray that our Lord will incline his ears to listen to us, because with him, we will be able to have peace and joy. We will be able to have someone to entrust all our worries, all our troubles to him. So we can only pray to the Lord God. That's why in this Psalms 88, we can see the target of prayer, the reason of his prayer, and as a result, we can also see why at that time the psalmist prayed in the midst of distress, because he felt much suffering. And this suffering was likened to a suffering, likened to the point where his life was about to come to an end, that he could not take away. Even all his friends, his acquaintances have departed him far and wide. But the Lord is still there for him. Therefore, he called upon the Lord not only in the morning, not only he was able to call out the Lord day and night before him. He even cried out to the Lord in his daily life. So today, as we are experiencing this movement control order, we are not able to go to the church. We are not able to join the prayers in the church, to join the activities in fellowship with God and our brothers and sisters in the church. But yet, we thank God we are still able to have this family altar to pray to the Lord every night with our beloved family members, to pray with them, to seek the help of the Lord God. So in verse 13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So the Lord God is one who listens to our prayer. So we also pray that the Lord will continue to incline his ears to pray to us. That's why in the Bible it tells us there is a book called the Psalms, where in the Psalms it teaches us concerning prayer. How are we to call upon him in the midst of all difficulties, in the midst of our life? Because in our life, as Jesus says, we cannot do away with sufferings, for suffering becomes part of our life. And this life, we know that it is a life filled with so much worries, so much sorrows. But in the Lord, we are able to have peace. So how are we to be able to have peace in the Lord? Just as what Apostle Paul told the Philippians at that time. How are we going to experience this peace of the Lord? Let's just see quickly Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 from verses 6 to 7. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. Verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So here Apostle Paul tells us that we are to be anxious for nothing. In everything, we entrust it to the hands of God. by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. And in this way, we make our request made known to him. And verse 7 tells us, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will be able to fill our heart, will guard our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So this is the joy that the Lord will give us. And when we have this type of peace in him, this peace surpasses all understanding. It will be able to guide us. And this peace of God is able to fill our heart, that when we, in our life, we will not have any more worries. So just as what Jesus says, yes, in this world we will have tribulation. In this world we will have difficulty. But we have to take good cheer, for the Lord has overcome the world. So therefore, dear brothers and sisters, once again, during this time of distress, these times of plague and pestilence, where we are restricted in our movements, where we are not able so freely as before to join the church activities and prayers, but yet in our homes, we are still able to cry out to the Lord, even though in our heart, we feel unrest, we feel not so peaceful, but the Lord is with us. So we shall reserve some time for our prayer. And in our prayer, we continue to pray out of love for the church, for the brothers and sisters, for the friends and relatives whom we know who are in much difficulties now, who are in pain, whether physically or spiritually. We pray that the Lord will be able to support them, to grant them the strength that they need. We also pray that the peace of the Lord will be able to fill them. In our prayer, we also pray for our families. We also pray for one another, that the Lord will continue to preserve us, to be able to protect us with His great love and mercy. And that even though we face so much pain and suffering now, we still have our Lord with us. We still have our Lord Jesus to be constantly with us. So we shall reserve some remaining time for prayer. We pray. Let us all now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in one accord, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Or Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, for deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. God bless all of you.